So imayon ne'or kol halayla. If you were up all night, the dalad in page chaf gimel. If you were up all night, the das hagrozal, according to the Vilna Gaon, the chayadon b'shem ha'pri chadosh, ain't tzarech levarach b'brokeh b'ruchas ha'torah. You don't have to. In fact, you shouldn't make a b'ruchas ha'torah in the morning if you didn't sleep. B'ruchas ha'torah is dependent on your hesech hadas from a whole night's sleep. All right, so kamash malon, if you take a long nap, you get home from shul after hashkama minyan at 10 o'clock, you eat an early lunch. At 11 in the deep summer, you take a nap from 11 to 4 in the afternoon because you haven't slept all week. You get up, you have to make a birchas haTorah. Right? Okay. V'yesha sovrim ditzarech levarech. But some hold that you should make the bracha. Achim efshor lo yira lishmor birchas haTorah me'acher. So obviously, if you were up all night, you should try to hear birchas haTorah from someone else. Okay, that's pretty clear. You've been saying that all along, right? V'yamalo sheichavein lautzio b'me'abrachos. And but you should also make sure, you see, when someone is davening for the Amud, what's the assumption that, what do we call that person? A shliach tzibur. So he's your shliach. He's acting on your behalf. Someone who goes up there, you know, we occasionally we remind them, when you're up there, when you're laning, or whatever you're doing up there, he's having an aliyah, you're a shliach for the whole tzibur. They're answering you. They're responding to you. So you have them in mind, they have you in mind. You're making kiddush for someone. You're the shliach for everybody listening. All right? You're fulfilling obligations. That's shlichus. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what. See, you can only fulfill someone's obligation if you're involved. If you're obligated like they are. How can you not obligated to fulfill the obligation for someone else who's obligated? So then the obvious question is: how can you fulfill someone's obligation to make kiddush if you already made kiddush?
Right.
How can we say kol hayotza motzi, a famous halacha? You can make kiddush. You can blow shofar for 10 different people. How can
Megillah,
you? You can make Megillah. If you read yotze, but you blow shofar, how can you? So I think this came up. Yeah. You say that it's mitama revus, not mitam shlichus. I can't be your shliach when I'm not obligated. Mitama revus, I'm obligated to make sure you do mitzvahs. And if kolod that you didn't do a mitzvah, right? So I have to help you do that mitzvah. Then the question beg the question further. Then isn't it preferable that someone who already was yotze and kiddush is now coming home or whatever? Now it's time for lunch. Isn't it better that someone who didn't make kiddush at all should make the kiddush rather than? Okay, maybe it's worthy to depends on the situation. Let's go on. Okay, so when you are making the birchas haTorah for everybody else, you should have in mind. But that a shliach tzibur has to do that all the time, right? On both sides, I'm fulfilling from you; you're fulfilling from me. Really, I should say this bracha. I'm supposed to say Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. I'm supposed to say Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. But you have me in mind. I say Amen. It's as if though I said the bracha. On that, remember, we already said that you should say those brachas at home, since it says the Mishnah Berurah before you get to shul. Obviously, if everyone does that, there's no one to say the brachas.
Oh, interesting.
So what do we usually do? An ovel is always told, you come into shul, you know, the one who's... But sometimes on a Shabbos morning, you say, come on, get up and start. He says, no, I can't, I said the brachas already. And I remember in yeshiva, everyone, you know, I used to go to everybody, there's no ovel in the room, and everyone says, I can't, I already said the brachas. Do you have to designate the one, you know, one person who didn't say brachas? Okay, let's go on. And he should be have in mind to be yotze, and he has to say amen also at the end. V'yomar apsukim, o shichavein latzeis bevirchos eluka. Okay. Here's the thing: the bracha is this is bracha on the top of page 24 down to. Then there's a custom to say psukim from the Torah, a Mishnah, and a Brisa. Right? Psukim we know is Berachah Hashem Yishmerecha, Berachas Kohanim.
Mm-hmm.
The Mishnah is the first Mishnah in Maseches Peah, and the Brisa is a Gemara in Daf Chuf Zayin in Maseches Shabbos that talks about all the things that we get payros and all the things for which we get rewards. Those you can say even if you slept. Nothing wrong with saying that. Just the brachas you shouldn't say. Clear? Basically, it says,
yeah.
just listen to the brachas, and you can say the psukim. V'yomod ma'at techav kishi yisayim tefilaso. And he should learn a little after he finishes his... everyone says this, but what's the point? I mean, you're learning and you're davening. Kriyat Shema is learning. Right? You say kabanos, isn't that learning? You're saying the Mishnayos and the kabanos. That's the whole point of why we say these psukim to begin with. This is your learning. Birchas HaTorah, hey, if you do Birchas HaTorah, do what the bracha is about. Learn right away. That's what this is. Huh?
You could say Birchas HaTorah is learning.
Yeah, if you're such a lamdan that you need. Yeah. Like we said before, any mitzvah is learning. Okay. All right. So vim yoshin biyom shenas keva v'layla shlach rav v'yaneir kol alayla. If you sleep by day, shenas keva. I said before that's like a 3-4 hour nice long nap on a Shabbos afternoon. Or he works at night. He works from nightfall till the morning, and he sleeps during the day. B'layla shlach rav v'yaneir kol alayla. B'zeh l'chulei am atzerch levarach b'boker b'rchas haTorah. All right. So. What do you mean baboker? You should make the bracha when he wakes up. Right, but he didn't. You know what I'm saying? He slept from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. today, and then he stayed up all night. Of course you should make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Huh?
He slept from 1 to 7.
He didn't make it, right. Now he worked all night. Now he wants to... He's probably going to, a few hours and then go back to sleep.
If you sleep on and off on like a red eye flight, it's not, you're not ever in like a deep sleep, you're kind of just dozing. Do you make it when you...
Probably not. If you're all in and out. If you really sleep, it's called the Shenas Keva. Shenas Keva is like not just winks, it's really like you're out. You make a
so what would you
3
say?
3 hours.
Like 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours?
Everyone's different.
It's just everyone's how you feel when you wake up, basically?
Yeah, everyone's Shenas Keva is different. Shenas Keva is that like it was like a... Wow, rejuvenated sleep, and now I was so exhausted. Shenas Keva, we know, is every night you go to sleep and you wake up and then the alarm clock rings, you go back to work. But I'm talking about an afternoon nap where you were just so exhausted. Look, some people take a nap every Shabbos afternoon. But depends on the winter; you have less time, obviously. But everyone has their own Shenas Keva. It's hard to give an objective definition of Shenas Keva, right? This is a discussion. I mean, each line here is a page of tshuvas. He says that the bracha of avas olam. But yesterday we said that the bracha of avas olam, which is Maariv's bracha right before Kriyat Shema, performs the same task that Avaraba performs. But here he wants to tell us that this doesn't fulfill your birchas haTorah unless you learned right afterwards. But that's just the point, is that Kriyat Shema is that learning. It's a Beferish Gemara in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes. It says that in order to fulfill the pasuk that says, learn Torah day and night, right? You have to learn just a little bit during the day, a little bit at night to fulfill this. And we can fulfill it just by davening Shacharis and Maariv. Because Kriyat Shema suffices to fulfill this memra of the minimum amount of learning. Kriyat Shema is learning. Listen, you know what? When I'm saying Kriyat Shema, I do it very fast. I have each line. I'm doing the learning in the Gemara in Chazal on what that line is.
What do you mean?
I just went through three Gemaras.
Okay.
Gemara at the end of Yuma. What is Avas Hashem? Why does it say Bechol Levavcha Ubechol Nafshecha Ubechol Nedecha? How does each one add to the other? That's Brachas Tav Samach. Right? Then all the Gemaras that talk about what does Me'odecha mean? How can you love? What does Me'odecha even mean? Ma'ut Shalcha? Mamon Shalcha? Midu Shalcha? What does it mean? Okay, and this is running through my very quickly while I'm saying every pasuk. V'hayu hadrim ha'ela Hashem rochim etzavcha yomal levavecha. My bracha is about how what kavana, how this pasuk teaches the proper kavana to have during Kriyat Shema. Right? So. So while you're saying Kriyat Shema, you should be learning what Chazal say about those psukim in Kriyat Shema. That's the learning of Kriyat Shema. So that's my learning. I learned. So I understand. Some are going to say you're hurting your Kriyat Shema mitzvah by doing this. You're turning the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema into learning. Okay, that's Shita Satosfus. Shita Satosfus throughout Maseches Brachos is that the mitzvah we call Kriyat Shema is Drabana. What we say is Kriyat Shema to say these words specifically as the main focus of the brachos of Shabbos before Kriyat Shema Nesrei, and the brachos of Marah before Shema Nesrei. That idea is a drabanan. When the Torah said, with these words you should speak when you're walking and when you're lying down and when you're waking up and you're in the morning and then, that's talking about Torah altogether. It's not talking about these exact words, you know what I'm saying? It's talking about Torah altogether. That's the Torah law. So I'm fulfilling that. Anyway, that's Shacharis as well as Marah. Hey, Mevarach La'asok B'Divrei Torah. Our minhag is to say, Asher K'sham Mitzvah Tzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. Because you know the Sfardim, say, Asher K'sham Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. You have commanded us. So La'asok is, you know, an asek. It shouldn't just be davening, you're learning. It should be, you know, get into it, like you're in the gym, like you really work in the workout. Right? Al mitzvahs esek haTorah u'misayim v'harevna, and you should continue with the vav. Remember, the vav is because it's the same bracha. If you are listening on Shavuos morning, don't answer amen to lasok b'divrei Torah. And the person saying it for everybody, the only reason why I'm saying it, this is limited to Shavuos morning, is because every other morning you're not supposed to say this out loud. Say this to yourself. But on Shavuos morning, when someone's saying it for all the guys who stayed up all night, you're supposed to say it like this. Don't stop for people to say amen. The bracha isn't over until you say Amlamei Torah Lamo Yisrael. Like in the morning after the series of brachos. When the person is saying all those brachas for the people who stayed up all night, he should go right through Hamavir Sheinu Meinu Yisrael Tzom V'Nach. But they shouldn't answer Amen until the end. Gomel Chasidim Tovim B'Mo Yisrael is the end of the bracha that starts Hamavir Sheinu Meinu Yisrael Tzom V'Nach. Okay, now if you want to do a very interesting exercise, just look at the very bottom of the page. If you'd like to join us on a regular basis, we'll order some more. These are Siddur Vilna. It has profound commentaries and sources on all of all the davening. So just take a look. Al Netilas Yadayim. See that? Put on your seatbelts. Right? On Brachos Tav Samach, the Gemara there talks about Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar together, that we should say immediately upon arising. There Tosfos discusses the nature of Asher Yotzar, and it says Asher Yotzar is done b'chochma. Just understand, God needs me to call him a chocham, right? It was just that when you study biology and you see what goes on in what we take, what we use in the body, what we send out for waste, so it doesn't become toxic in the body. That's just an amazing. How can anyone ever think, even in 20 billion years, that this evolved by itself? You could put 80 trillion monkeys at typewriters for 100 billion years. No, not one of them is going to type out a Shakespearean play. Right? So this watch testifies to a watchmaker. Right? This Asher Yotzar Son of Chochma testifies to a creator. Right? Okay, Asher Yotzar Shom, as I just said, it's right there in the Gemara. Right. Okay. So Bereshis Beis Zion Asher Yotzar Esu Adam Lachem, because it says in Bereshis Beis Zion that God Yotzar Esu Adam. Right. I mean, that's part of the Ramban's famous introduction to the beginning of Bereshis, where he talks about that first God created a lump of stuff, and then he took out from here and there and made. Right here, the continents. There's the North Star. There's the and so the Bria came first, Bereshis Bara, and then Yetziras. Yetziras is to take something from a Bria and now make something out of it. Bechochma Ayin Sham Mishle Gimel Yutes. Right. So we have to, when we do this thing at the bottom, we should have a Tanakh in front of us. Just get yours. Yeah, just pull one off the shelf. Okay. So, Mishle Gimel Yutez says, Hashem bechochma yosad oretz konein shemayim b'sfina. Right, so I'm not sure that that's Tosfos just talks about the word chochma. You see, the word Hashem bechochma yosad oretz, to limit God's chochma to the human body and how we eliminate waste is a limitation. No, so that's what he's saying. Rofei kol basar. Right, there we can turn to Dalet Chaf Bet 422. In the same book, Mishlei. Right, Dalet Chaf Bet says, Ki chayim heim lemotzeihem ulecho b'saro marpei. It's an interesting exercise. What the Siddur Vilna is doing is as follows. It's showing us when our davening makes certain claims and statements, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola who wrote these brachos took them from Psukim and Tanakh. Right? And they very rarely just came up, oh, let's say Hinei El Yeshua Seyav Teach V'la V'chad Ki Yaziv Yisim HaShia V'Yil Yeshua V'Shaf Tamayim. No, these are Psukim. Amav Deben Kodesh L'chol B'no L'cho Shech B'n Yisrael Amim. These are based on Psukim. Right? Largely. Okay. So to here, this is saying the same. Okay, L'kai Neshama. Where do we see? Brachas Daf Samach, same point. It's all in the same. Brachas Daf Samach has all these brachas in it. Right? Tahora. Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud talks about the following. The word Tahora is the opposite of Tuma, right? Tame, Tmeya. What makes the soul Tahora? Elokai Neshama Shnasata Bi Tahora Hi. Everybody has a pure Neshama, really? So, all right, someone who's saying this does, right? But here's the point. The word tuma, very unusual Hebrew word, very, very difficult to figure out what it actually means. But I'd like to suggest that the word tuma comes from the Aramaic word atom. It's the targum to the word ani aral sfasayim, atom. Atom, like tumtum, is someone who's stopped up, someone who's covered. He has no genitals, he has no. You can't see anything between his legs, so he's called a tumtum. Right? And androgynous is both male and female, tumtum is neither. Comes from the same word as tuma. Tuma means shut up. It's stopped. Tuma stops things. It stops a relationship. It stops life. Right? So Tara, this, I have a great pasuk for this. Yiras Hashem Tahora Omedes La'ad. Tara is the opposite. Tara is ongoing. Right? And when Tara stops, tuma comes in. She gets her period. Now she's tummy. But until then, so Omedes La'ad. Now you're together. So that means that when we say Elokai Neshama Shasata Bi Tahorahi, we're saying that the soul lives beyond my physical existence of my body. Right? It's not just saying Elokai Neshama Shasata Bi that my soul is pure. It's saying my soul is everlasting. Okay, that's possible. Torah he, b'gemara lesa l'teva he, b'chol lesa b'seder of Amram, uva Rambam, uva Rosh, uva Machzor Vitri. Wow, look at this. Uva Avudram. So it says, Elokai Neshama Shnasata Bi Tahora. That's the Gemara's Lashon. So why do we say Tahora he? Nuschein miyusad al girsa sarif. V'hu Lashon ha-Gemara nidu daf lamad amad beiz. V'neshama shnasan bach Tahora he. V'chein gara sari ben yakar u'bir ki memakom tahor hi gezura v'chein hu b'sidurei Ashkenaz. Right, does Sfardim not say the word he there? Okay, it's a small little difference. It's really no nafkamina in terms of what the prayer means. Okay, but if you do run into a siddur where the word he isn't there, it's probably a Sfardic siddur. Okay, fine. Let's go. You see what you're following? Following me? Two lines from the bottom. Atabarasa Al Shem Amos Dalid Gimel. What does Amos Dalid Gimel say? Amen. 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 saying I'm Abir at love. It just says that God created Ruach. Now, Ruach here does not mean wind. Ruach here means the spirit of man. That we are more than just this flesh. Right? The lion is flesh. The lizard is flesh. We are not limited to flesh. Because we are borei Ruach. God created. Let's see if another at English translates it here. He creates winds. By this pasuk pointing to this pasuk, by this line pointing to this pasuk, he doesn't mean that this is not talking about wind, it's talking about Anishama.
Because it's in El Kashama.
Yeah, no, the fact that this sitter here points us to this pasuk means that this sitter thought that this ruach doesn't just mean wind. It means something spiritual in us. We usually refer to it as like ruchnias. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Ruchnias. We have a ruach. Ruach apachon. Okay. All right, we'll stop with that.